This is Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
So we're talking right now about like times that you felt really old.
You sound like you're crying.
I tried to put my hair up in a ponytail and I pulled my back.
I got to watch it. It was awesome.
I didn't even really move.
No.
That sucks.
Yeah. So is it that bad? Like,
it's a bit better now.
No wonder chiropractors are in business, eh?
Yeah.
All right. My makes you feel old moment came this weekend when I was at a birthday party. It was lit.
What happened?
Well, at one point I looked over and there were 8 kids in the hot tub. So my daughter being one of them, but all my buddies that I grew up with, Maidstone, have kids now. So
it
was a wild party in that hot tub, but I was like, man, 10 years ago, we'd have 8 chicks in the hot tub.
Yeah. Even that is questionable.
8 dudes and maybe 1 or 2 chicks. Somebody's maybe. Sister came over.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you dare look at my sister.
No, but like the birthday parties in years past, the hot tub used to be a place to party. Now is a place to keep all the kids in one spot so they didn't cause too much trouble. Right?
Yep, exactly.
Can't do too much damage over in the hot tub.
Yeah, man, you're old.
Thanks.
Good morning. Rider in the Morning.
Hot 107.
Thank you for checking out the show, 629. So, I got new ink on me.
Yeah, I love it.
The designer was my 6-year-old.
That does seem to be a trend. You and I were talking about it a couple weeks ago because we saw it on Twitter, and you're like, that's a fantastic idea. Why not?
Well, and I've seen a couple of my buddies do it in the past. Our boss's boss in Calgary has it done.
Yeah, one of my girlfriends has one on her back.
When you let your kids design something and then you go and get it tattooed on you. So I wanted to have a few options because she always draws the same thing and it's a kitty and its ears don't touch the head.
I was trying to teach her how to draw a dog and she just had no time for it.
No time for it. It's all kitties.
Yeah.
So I said, draw me 8 different pictures. And then I'm going to pick my favorite 4. I'm going to post them on Facebook and Instagram at Rider FM and see which one people like the most. Then I'll go get that inked. So it ended up just being the word love that she drew out in block letters and then kind of colored.
The reason I like this idea so much is like kids will draw you pictures every day, all day, and they bring them home from school. And like, what do you do with it?
Well, that's it. And like, sometimes I end up losing them or like I'll find them in the bottom of the carb and trampled on. I'm always like, oh,
you feel terrible. But at the same time, she's usually drawing the same thing over and over again.
If I like framed them and hung them all up. That's all my house would be.
It's true.
Just pictures, which is a kind of cool idea too. But it's nice to be able to have this memory of this window of her life when she likes drawing the word love in block letters.
So you guys went on a lovely, beautiful afternoon.
Friday afternoon. Yeah.
On White Ave.
When got the tires changed. I think it's Cali Auto.
Yeah. Oh, the best. Harry.
Harry's the best.
He's the best.
Just off White. And then, yeah, so she had her scooter and we went and ended up at MKT and had a patio pint and nice. She started drawing. And then we went down and
isn't it great to
tattoo
know
shop.
That kids can be on patios where you can have a quick pint? Like, what a great... Remember back in the day when your kids would be like, all right, and they'd like tie you to a pole outside the bar.
Right.
Like
or you'd
dog.
Have to like leave your kid in the car. That's so dangerous now. I was thinking about starting a blog called Daddy Day Drinking, and it's like places where you can go for a pint.
With your children.
With your kid. Because like, you know, she's my favorite drinking buddy.
Yeah.
We'll go and like play shuffleboard at
Put some water
local.
In a shot glass for her.
Yeah. She rips it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a blast on Friday. It was a fun date night.
Right. So you guys are just strolling down White. You get your tat. And then I see you guys. I think it was either later that day or the next day. And she already was like too cool about the tattoo. I was expecting her to come running up to me to be like, check out what my dad did. I drew that. And like, she didn't even mention it.
No, she's too cool.
Way too cool. Like, do you have any idea how big of a deal this is, kid?
She's an artist. Okay. She doesn't have time for you.
Rider in the Morning.
Rider Reloaded.
Hot 107.
All right. Tell us what you do for work. And then the biggest annoyance at your job. 780-107 on the text line. You can call. We actually like calls better. 450-3332.
Yeah, it is National Nurse Week. So if you are around a nurse, if you have a friend that is a nurse, make sure you thank them for everything that they do.
Hot 107
is hot.
There's the biggest annoyance in my job.
That's one of them.
Leaving the auto button on.
It's okay. It happens.
My apologies.
But no, like being a nurse is tough. Everyone's always asking you for advice. Like, yo, what's this bump on my arm? Should I go to the hospital? Am I dying?
Well, I feel that in a similar way, fitness trainers get that a lot too. It's outside of work. You're off the clock and people are like, hey,
how do I lose 10 pounds?
Right. Well, you need to work out and eat better. Okay. But like specifically, what exercises should I be doing if my back, I want to get my back going? Like, leave me alone. I don't want to talk about this right now.
Yeah, pay me.
Yeah. 780-450-3332. Are you calling in about work annoyance?
I am.
All right, what do you got?
I'm a fitness equipment installer.
Okay.
And, the biggest work annoyance, I guess, is cleaning up after others.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. Do you mean specifically, like, people just leaving their workout equipment around?
No. Fellow employees, like when they build the equipment, then they just leave their garbage line.
Oh, gotcha. Yep.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man. Hey, what do you got for us?
I work at Mr. Lube on 137th Ave, 127th Street.
Shout out! Okay.
Yeah, and then when you get one that knows nothing about cars, they'll be like, oh, my car takes 5W20. You look it up, and it's like a 0W20, so I have to go with certain packages and up. And then you'll say, oh, you have to go for the 8499 one, semi-synthetic or full synthetic, whatever. And they'll be like, that's too much money. So, and then, or they'll say their mechanic says, once you go full synthetic, you can't go back.
That's so awesome. What's your name?
Doug.
Thanks for the call. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it. Hey, Hot 107, what do you got for us? Fire away when ready.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I work construction.
Can you turn your radio down in the background?
Sorry.
No problem.
I work construction. One annoying thing I do is clean up after other trees.
Listen to that.
Yeah, cleaning up sounds like it's a common thread.
Mm-hmm. What's your name? Oh,
she's gone.
Okay.
I would say the biggest annoyance for us, this seems so silly, like as we're talking about Nurse Week and some of the stuff they have to deal with, that we would complain about what we do. But the amount of times I'm asked if I have free tickets to something, like people don't understand that I even buy my own tickets for a lot of concerts and stuff that I go to. They're not just like, there's not stacks of free tickets around.
I feel like it used to be that way, but not anymore.
I don't know about tickets. There used to be a lot more free stuff for radio hosts.
Yeah.
Cars and houses.
Imagine.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm loving this text in to 780107 because it's a teacher. And it says, I'm a teacher, and when I make one error in grammar or anything, people are like, you're teaching our next generation. Yeah, but I'm still human. And then in the text, she spelled you're wrong.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding.
Do you think she meant to?
No.
Come on.
No.
That wasn't ironic.
I know who that is. It's my teacher friend.
Oh.
And she always spells you wrong. It drives me nuts.
It's true, though. Imagine, like, on every Facebook post, people would be like, aren't you a teacher?
Yeah.
Rider in the morning.
Rider Reloaded.
Hot 107.
Simple question. Number one, what is your employment status? What do you do for work? And number two, what's the biggest annoyance at that job? This text says, I'm a mechanic and always have friends and family wanting me to fix stuff. I've been to weddings before and was asked if I could help. You want me to crawl under your car in a tux? Okay.
No.
That's a great text.
This text here says, I work at a bank, and the thing that annoys me the most is when clients just walk right up to the tellers. Like, wait until you're called. We literally learned that in elementary.
All right.
Great text.
I didn't know that.
Get it off your chest. Yeah, we're learning today.
I just thought if it was open, I could go up there. Guess not.
Wake up, wake your ass up. Rider in the morning.
Hot 107.
What's the biggest annoyance about your job? Oh, by the way, before we get into some more of your texts, Justin Timberlake tickets up for grabs before 8 o'clock. We're doing this all week. Mother lover, we're calling it. Screwing with mom on the phone. And then you get to take her to Justin Timberlake with you.
You have to take her to Justin Timberlake. That's the whole point.
If you're successful with messing with her mind enough, yeah.
So, yeah, we got talking about this because it is National Nurse Appreciation Week. And this past weekend, I asked a nurse to feel my boobs for lumps because, well, why not get a free physical?
Thing is, I understand if it was, like, something you couldn't reach.
What?
But, like, you have hands.
Yeah.
And
but not professional hands. Anyway, so then that just got us talking, like, what's the most annoying thing about your job? Because for sure that was annoying for the nurse.
Yes. I mean,
Ryder, don't act like you aren't filling out a form right now to try and be a nurse.
Well, I already said I'm signing up.
Courtney texted in saying, I'm a peace officer in the Edmonton hospitals. Anytime I walk in a public space, someone without fail will say, it wasn't me, or he did it, and point to the person next to them. I can't even acknowledge it anymore. That would get so annoying.
This text says, I'm a legal assistant. The biggest annoyance at work is clients not reading instructions when they fill out documents, and then we have to send them back. And then they send them back wrong again. Fun times.
Daniel texted in saying, I manage a retail store in the mall and I'm always being asked for a discount. Then when I say no, they try and bargain like we're at a farmer's market or something. The tag is what the tag is. I don't own the place and I'm not going to be changing the price. I personally feel like that one of the most annoying things about my job here at Hot 107 is when people ask me if Ryder's a jerk. It always happens. People are like, is he nice? Is he a
I'm really Dang. Interested what you answer.
I say no.
Oh, do you? You yes. sounded like Rachel from Friends. Whenever you're lying, you sound like Rachel from Friends.
Ryder.
See?
No. I'm serious.
No, you're lying to me. You tell them I'm a jerk?
No. Ross. No, but it does get old because, like, how do you not understand that when you are being kind of a jerk that it's a shtick? You're like the most sensitive person I've ever known. I've never met someone that cries more.
What are you even talking about?
All right, what other text do we got here? Okay. Deanne texted in saying, I work for the government. I hate when people tell me government workers are spoiled and lazy. I work hard and my colleagues do so well. Do as well, sorry. But the assumption is that government workers are all a bunch of slackers. It's not true. Okay.
This text says, I work at a Dodge dealership. My biggest annoyance is when I get talked down to because I'm a female. Oof, that would be...
I don't know. I don't know if I could do it.
No. I'd get in one of those big Dodges and start running people over.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, probably not, literally, but... Because I'm not a jerk. I'm too sensitive.
Ryder in the morning.
Ryder. Reloaded.
Hot 107.
So, this is sad news. There's a worldwide vanilla shortage.
Oh, no.
That's scary.
Vanilla, I always order vanilla stuff because I feel like it's healthier. I know it's not. Like
You think there's not extra additives.
Vanilla ice cream, I'm like, this is the healthiest choice. Lattes, vanilla seems way healthier to me than some of the other options.
I didn't realize we were running out of beaver's butts.
Pardon?
Well, there's an ingredient in vanilla that's made from a beaver's butt.
You know what I'm wondering? Who's the first guy to discover that? Like, you gotta be pretty weird to be like, that tastes like vanilla.
So it's called castoreum. It's a chemical compound that's found from, like, a secretion from a beaver butt.
Yeah, no. Same with the first person who discovered milk.
What just are you like, doing? Like, you just walked up to a cow and you're like, hey, those look satisfying.
Yeah. That's good, is it? You put it on your cereal? Okay. Yeah, I'll try it.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel the same about the first guy that got a circumcision. Like, why? What?
I don't think the first person that got it planned to get it. I think it was originally done as like a torture thing, but then they were like, yeah, well, look how good I look.
Yeah, look at how stealth I am.
Okay. How do we get here from vanilla?
Well, you're the one that got here from vanilla.
I did, didn't I? Anyway, so that's crappy news, especially this time of year when the sun is shining and, like, all you want is a nice sundae, like a nice beaver butt sundae. I'm so hungry.
I'm still wondering, they call it vanilla extract. Is that because extracting it from a beaver's butt is...
Something of the sort.
Quite the process, I suppose.
Ryder in the morning.
Ryder Reloaded.
Hot 107.
We wanted to do a little potty talk. Our boss hates it when we do, but there are two stories.
They're really good stories.
That are circulating the web that both have to do with pottying, and we need to discuss them. The first one is the mystery pooper.
There was someone taking number twos on the football field at a school.
Yeah, like on the field, and they couldn't figure out who it was. So finally, after this happened, like it happened every day for like a month, they set up some security cameras.
Which is weird that they didn't have those to begin with.
Or like after day four, you're like, okay, this is a trend. We need it to end. Let's set up some cameras. But so they did, and they busted a guy from another school.
He was the superintendent.
The guy who ran the show at the other school was coming over and pooping on their football field.
I find this to be so strange. Like, why are you taking dumps on another football field? You know that it's only going to make their grass nicer, you idiot.
What?
Like fertilizing it?
That's not how fertilizer works.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, but the guy who was making like $150K a year to be a superintendent, and he just lost his job because he's taking dumps on another. Like, what are you doing?
I think it's legendary in a way.
Yeah.
Like you are forever known as pooper intendent instead
the
of pooper
intendent.
Like that's
yeah.
just the way she goes.
Okay, so that's one story. The other one, this woman getting arrested as well. She was busted heating up her urine sample. What? In a microwave at a convenience store.
Why?
Because I don't know if she was trying to like keep it warm enough so to pass a drug test, maybe. So she used somebody else's urine, but they like there's certain places that need to feel, like I know the Navy.
Yep.
They have to feel to see if it's warm so they know you didn't cheat with like
use someone else's
a bag of urine that you brought in or whatever to try to pass this test. So she was heating it up, but she didn't take the lid off and it exploded. And so she just ditched, and they found it, and they're like, what is happening here? Check the security footage. They could see her putting it in, so she's been arrested. I don't know why.
And these are adults that are doing this.
Yeah.
Not children.
Not kids, no.
No. So if you're a kid in the backseat of the car right now, driving to school, just know that, like, you're more mature than some adults out there. Keep it up.
Make sure you put potty where it's supposed to go, because you'll get in trouble if you don't.
This is Ryder in the Morning.
Hot 107.
780-450-3332. This is the song you have to name.
Everybody circling is Valtteri's. Negative, negative. Everybody's waiting for a fall man. Everybody's praying for the end of times. Everybody's hoping they could be the one. I was born to run. I was born for this.
A segment we call Mini Pop. 780-450-3332. Who's this?
It's Elise. Hey, Elise.
Okay, the song is Whatever It Takes by Imagine Dragons.
Bang. Nice job!
The kids now are taking over. They're doing the contest, and now they're winning them.
Love it.
Awesome, man. You got some Elijah Schlesinger tickets.
I appreciate it. Can't wait.
He said, now we're going to be late for school.
Worth it.
Yeah. Maybe I should bump Mini Pop up by a few minutes, just because I know the kids do really like it.
Yeah.
Text 780-107 if you want me to do that. Because, yeah, that's pushing it right now if they start school at 8:30. But let's do it with the music. My daughter performing Whatever It Takes.
Gone too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world can be dangerous.
Hold on. This is the version I wanted.
Yeah, we want music.
Everybody circling is Valtteri's. Negative, negative. Everybody's waiting for a fall man. Everybody's praying for the end of times. Everybody's hoping they could be the one. I was born to run. I was born for this. Whip, whip. Run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Rip me down, my bowl me up. I wanna slip, slip. Board up on your lip, lip. Better than you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes. Cause I love the adrenaline inside my veins. Do whatever it takes. Cause I love how it feels when I break the chains. Whatever it takes. You take me to the top and I'm ready for whatever it takes. Love the adrenaline in my veins. Whatever it takes.
Adrenaline.
What? Like what?
Ryder in the Morning.
Ryder Reloaded.
Hot 107.
If you've never listened to Mother Lover with Justin Timberlake, Saturday Night Live bit, I highly recommend it. It's with Lonely Island and it is really good. But that's what we're doing this week. Four Justin Timberlake tickets is screwing with moms.
It's so easy sometimes.
Yeah. We've got Chad on the phone who's going to mess with his mom, Norma.
She just has to believe the story, and he wins.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do this.
Hello?
Hey, Mom, it's me. How's it going?
Okay, I wondered if it was you. I don't know what this number is. Are you okay?
That's the thing, Mom. So yesterday on my way home from work, I was looking to try and find a new direction on the white mud, and I got pulled over. I'm talking with this cop. You know, he's telling me to get out of the car, and I get out of the car, and I kind of step towards him a little bit too quickly.
Yeah.
And so I kind of pushed him a bit. At this point, Mom, I'm stuck in Strathcona County Jail.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, and I need about $1,600 bail.
Okay, but I don't know how.
I know. It's going to be one of those things, like I said, Mom, I didn't know who else to call but you.
So
they give me one call to do, right? And so this is...
Okay. So...
Norma?
Yes?
Yeah, it's Officer Ryder here.
Okay.
He didn't just slightly push me. I wanted to jump in here. He pushed me pretty hard. It hurt.
Well... Like, I'm in shock with that all, because that's not my kid.
Yeah, well,
like,
it hurt me physically, and it hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I'm
oh, my
sorry,
God. Like, I'm telling you, like, he is such a good person. It's totally okay. Out of character.
Well, you know what? If you're vouching for him and you're his mom, that's fine. We can probably just let him walk away from it just this time, though.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Like, it's totally... Totally, totally out of character.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking this is a joke.
That's how,
like,
yeah.
Like, I can't. Then it's not him at all. No. He's such a good person.
Hey, bless.
That's not him at all.
Bless your heart, Norma.
Holy
this
smoke.
Is Officer Evans with me. She was there as well. She can vouch that he pushed me pretty good.
He did. It was a good push.
Oh, my God. I just... Norma,
we're just kidding.
Where's the joke?
What?
Yeah,
we're on the radio.
Your son won some Justin Timberlake tickets with our radio station.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
God.
He would never push an officer.
No, never. You raised a better son than that. You know it.
Well, yeah. You know, the last time I ever got called by a policeman, he was a teenager.
Ryder in the morning.
Ryder Reloaded.
Hot 107.
You said you were watching Anon or Anon.
Whatever it is. It's a Netflix movie with Clive Owen.
And you noticed something about it.
There were so many advertisements in it.
For Miller High Life, you're
yeah.
saying? Beer commercials.
Yeah, it was like an MGD. It was in every scene almost.
Huh.
Which is crazy. I wonder if they're using that, like, that's what they use to fund to make it, I guess.
It seems like there's an opportunity there for more sponsorships in movies.
That movie sucked, by the way. Don't watch it.
Did it?
Yeah, it was super boring. I turned it off.
It seems like almost everything's sponsored nowadays, so I'm not surprised we're seeing this in movies. Like, you look at arenas, now you're saying movie drops, sports jerseys yeah. are starting to have more and more sponsorships. I even noticed there's like a front sponsorship area on NBA jerseys now
mm-hmm.
that people are advertising on. So away she goes. I mean, I would advertise, sponsor anything if it meant getting some money. Why not?
Like, but would you want to be sponsored by something you don't believe in?
Yeah, I don't care.
Really? I would. I'd be very particular with that kind of stuff, because nothing makes me more annoyed than like scrolling through Instagram and seeing someone that I look up to
mm-hmm.
and they're like posing with something that you know they're not actually ingesting or using, but they're getting paid.
Right. That bothers you?
It
I'm
does
always
bug
like,
me.
I get it. I'd even like sponsor my funeral if I could.
Oh, okay. Like gets like food supplied for it.
Save my family some money. No, I wouldn't mess with the food. Like, funeral sandwiches are lit. I'm just talking about like Ryder's funeral brought to you by Budweiser.
Okay.
You know, maybe get a couple kegs thrown in there.
You go with Budweiser, hey?
No, anything.
Oh.
Like, I don't even particularly like Budweiser that much.
Pilsner.
Sure, Pilsner.
Now we're talking.
I'd do that for free.
Ryder Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning
with Lisa Evans,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.